You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The Study and Go Abroad Fair is back in town on Sunday, September 29th at the Vancouver Convention Center, East Building. Meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world. Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more. Check out the Travel Zone for internships, language travel, and work abroad. For more info, visit www.studyandgoabroad.com. Admission is free.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Musqueam territories. That was Little Jesus with Golden Choice.
Yes, welcome. Did your mom also use Vicks Vapor Rub and Snum Big Brand variants for all possible ailments, including but not limited to hangovers, the flu, heartache, migraines, athlete's foot, rejection, allergies, lost wallet, nasal congestion? Well, so did her mom. Viva Peru. Think Vicks Vapor Rub, but Latinx. Viva Peru is the ointment for the soul, our show. Here is DJ D-Rod from Mexico, introducing DJ Bruja.
Hey, nice to meet you, DJ D-Rod.
Yes, nice to meet you. Oh, my God.
I'm half Colombian, half Bolivian, and I am DJ Bruja, bringing you, you know, cool information here with DJ D-Rod, and this is our show, Viva Peru. And honestly, similar to Vicks, the magical ointment that seems to cure it all, we want to bring you cultural medicine to nourish and treat your soul, Latinx style, you know. Every week we want to share some of our favorite genres of Latin music, some of our most cherished Latin film and literature pieces, soundscapes of Latin America and paisajes sonoros de Latin America, some of our most treasured Latin recipes to try at home, you know, Latin spaces and events here in Vancouver, BC, the city we call home away from home. And on top of it, we want to share with you a bi-weekly cool llama fact. What? Yeah, you heard that right. Llamas are cool, and
so
you
cool.
Know it.
So cool.
Yeah, welcome to our show. We are very happy to be here. And today we are going to focus on Latin indie for you. Indie is, you know, that independent music from big labels. So music that is usually self-produced, self-released, and self-made, you know, and DIY projects that are very important in the music scene, I think. So today we will focus on some of those.
Yes, Latin indie. Why did we choose Latin indie for today's show? Well, we believe that it's a genre where Latin genres meet with other non-Latin genres. So in all this music that we're going to show you today, make sure to look for the elements of other genres such as mariachi, the trumpets, you know, in
Bolero Bossa.
Bolero Bossa, yeah. If you recall our last episode, if you were here
listening
with us, we focused on boleros, and yeah, we think you can find some of those aspects in today's songs. So now we'll be playing.
Yeah, some Cuco for you.
Cuco is one of our favorite artists.
Yeah, Latin indie artist. He's a Chicano artist based in LA, I believe, or California. And he is very creative, you know. He brings these new proposals of music and kind of like puts on a twist on subgenres such as pop, such as, you know, trap and things like that. And, you know,
so Latin American folk.
Yeah, so it definitely brings that Latin aspect, like the mariachi trumpet, you know, into his songs, which I think is cool. And it makes room for connections, you know, from, you know, with genres such as blues to the mariachi or other Latin genres such as bolero and things like that, which I think is awesome. And it's also a risk, but, you know, indie artists are usually not that focused on the money, but more on the art, which
on the
I
art,
think is special.
On experimenting. And also we want to play it because we want to make our moms listen to Cuco.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, so if you're listening, I hope you enjoy. This is Cuco with Amor de Siempre. And after that, we're going to play Cariño by Chicano band The Marías.
Yes, we believe that Cariño by The Marías has such beautiful lyrics. And also the trumpet. It appears that we're obsessed with trumpets.
We really are.
We really are.
So enjoy. This is Cuco for you.
Thank you. We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people, so check out The Real Deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Playing your favorite songs for 13 years. The morning what? The morning after whatever you did last night. Live music, local talents, and music you won't hear anywhere else. The Morning After Show, every Tuesday, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back to Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul,
el ungüento para el alma.
So introducing a new section of our show, well, as new as it can be because this is our second episode. But we bring you Paisajes Sonoros de Latinoamérica, Latin American soundscapes that are recorded and sent to us by our friends and family who are in different countries, cities, places of Latin America.
Big shout out to them.
Big shout out to them and to everybody
who's
been.
Thank you for the love. Thank you.
Sending us so many soundscapes.
Yeah.
And, you know, like WhatsApp voice notes.
Yeah.
This one that we're playing was sent to us by our dear friend Mireya. We love you.
Woo, Mireyita.
She's currently traveling in South America, and she was in Uruguay, in Montevideo, this past Tuesday. This soundscape that you're going to hear right now is from La Calle Sarandi at around 3:50 p.m. And enjoy. Yes, so that was a little snippet. We created this section so that you get a little bit of an ear taste of what Latin America sounds like. There's a lot of ruido all the time.
Yeah, and it's a good way to transport yourself to daily life in Latin America, which I think sounds very different than life here in Vancouver, life anywhere else. So I think it's definitely a good way to transport yourself. We hope you enjoy this section. And stay tuned for more soundscapes of Latin America.
Yes. So now we're going to play Loco by Siddhartha featuring Caloncho. They're both Mexican. I remember 3 years ago, and I would not stop playing the song. My roommates were like, oh my God, DJ D-Rod, can you just stop? Just find another song to play on repeat while we're here, please. But honestly, I love the song. DJ Bruja loves the song. We wanted you to listen to it. We think it's a perfect example of indie rock and pop in a way. Then afterwards, you're going to be listening to Lento by Julieta Venegas.
And Julieta Venegas is definitely a queen of Latin indie, especially in the last decade. I think the 2000s were a very good time for Julieta. She definitely mixes some cool aspects of Latino music, such as the accordion, into like indie pop, which I think is so special and so cool. And Julieta is pure magic, pure magic. Look up her videos, her stuff. She's amazing. So this is Loco and Lento. We hope you enjoy.
Que loco que caiga agua del cielo y te moleste cuando moja tu pelo, pero te ves muy bien de mojado. Qué bueno que salgan plantas del suelo y nos dé fruta. Name
pasaré más tiempo sin saber qué siento.
That was Lento by Julieta Venegas, like we said, a queen of Latin pop indie. I love that song because it's definitely a breather from this you know, fast-paced life that we are into. And it's definitely a little break that says, you know, take it slow. It's okay.
Go slowly.
So enjoy it. Savor it.
What's the rush?
What's the
it's
rush?
It's Saturday. It's 12:32 p.m.
Save it, you know.
Sun is shining.
Here in Vancouver, at least, which is awesome. I'm going to soak that in probably as much as I can before November comes and, you know, kills the vibe. But, you know, talking about this, taking a little break from this fast-paced life, I was walking around Granville the other day here in Vancouver, and I passed this bookstore called Indigo. It's very cool. It has a lot of mugs, blankets, you know, all that you need to make yourself cozy and have a little read now and then, you know, check out some books. I really like it. But anyway, I was very curious about, you know, books in Spanish here in Vancouver, just because, you know, too many bookstores that I've been in, I haven't really found a huge collection of books in Spanish. But I was so surprised. I went into this Indigo store. I go in, I look at, you know, the Spanish or international language section, and I see this, you know, multiple books, definitely some of the classics for sure, like Rayuela by Julio Cortázar, some Isabel Allende, some Gabriel García Márquez, which I think are, you know, the needed ones, the essentials of Latin American literature. But I was really surprised because I came across this little book called Cuentos Folclóricos Latinoamericanos, which is a compilation by John Bierhorst and about, you know, traditions and legends that are in Spanish, but that are also very indigenous and, you know, focus on indigenous legends, indigenous myths, indigenous short stories. And oh my God, I've been really, really enjoying it. So if you have a chance to go to Indigo, get yourself this book. It's amazing. Honestly, it has a really good intro about, you know, folklore in Latin America, about oral traditions, but as well, many, many short stories. Right now, I'm in a section that focuses on short stories about different authoritative figures in, you know, the native Latin American towns and people as well. So right now, this section is called Moctezuma. So there's a bunch of stories about, you know, Moctezuma, how the vision of the people changed before the Spaniards came into Latin America, but also after. And I think that's awesome. You know, I'm really enjoying it. I hope you guys check it out if you have a chance. If not, I know that the Vancouver Public Library has a lot of books in Spanish at the Britannia branch near Commercial and Broadway. Very good location, very cool neighborhood, a lot of coffee shops for you to check out and also for you to read at.
Yes.
And definitely big shout out to the BPL.
Yes, big shout out.
Yeah, it's a cool place. So yeah, go check it out if you can find it. It's called Cuentos Folclóricos Latinoamericanos. Otherwise, you know, go check out some books in Spanish because honestly, reading in Spanish is awesome.
Yes, I think it's very cool that we can find indigenous oral traditions from Mesoamerica here in Vancouver in this time. So thank you for that book review, DJ Bruja. And speaking about stories, this other type of storytelling, visual storytelling. The Vancouver International Film Festival is happening right now till October 11th. And we just wanted to encourage you to check out some films from different countries in Latin America. I know the BLEF, the Latin American Film Festival, is doing a co-presentation with BEEF of a movie called Spider. And it's an Argentinian and Chilean production. We also wanted to mention the Brazilian and German production called The Invisible Life of Eurydice Guzmán. And a Colombian movie, In the Shadow of the Huacari. So you should check out the programming. Check out which films you might want to see. I think it's a very good opportunity.
Definitely, definitely.
Go to the film festival. Go watch stories. And we also wanted to give a shout out to our friend Alonso Benavente, who's from Ecuador, and he worked in a film called The World is Bright. That's a Canadian, I think it's a BC production. And he did some work there. So we just wanted to, support our Latin Americans working in film
in Canada. Definitely. And in international movies as well as in Latinx movies, which I think is amazing. So now, before we go, we'll leave you with a cool llama fact of the week. I don't know if you know, but if you don't know, now you know. Llamas tend to spit at people, at things, when they're very sassy animals, which I think that's one of the reasons why I love them. I relate. They're very sassy. They tend to spit. And one of the reasons why scientists think llamas spit is because they set up a hierarchy through, the individual who spits the farthest or the loudest or the strongest. So now you know that spitting can also work to set up a dominance in the cool levels of the llama herd.
Nice. I wonder who the llama, queen is of the world, which has been the longest spitting. I don't know. The farthest one.
Well, the farthest spitting.
That'd be cool.
Yeah,
that'd be cool,
yeah,
too.
Definitely. Big shout out to llamas today.
Cool llamas.
Because they deserve it. They deserve it all the time. But anyway, before we go, we wanted to leave you with two songs. One of them is by Liniker and the Honest Caramelos, and it's called Calmo. And it's here representing Brazilian indie. It's definitely one of our favorite songs, a very good one, and a very calm one too, like the name says. And it has a little bit of a part in Spanish, which I love. And, because Portuguese and Spanish are very similar, so we hope you really enjoy. And the next song is Quiero by Divino Niño. This is a band that is, set in Chicago, but it was based from two Colombian guys who grew up in Bogota. So they took a bunch of Colombian genres such as cumbia and, Colombian vallenato, and kind of made a fusion of indie with these genres to create what it's called Divino Niño, which we're huge fans of. And I think you are really going to enjoy. So... we hope you like it, and definitely catch us at Viva Porú, so.
Here is Calmo. Enjoy.
Acorda, o teu sorriso tão ligeiro vem me despertar, vagarosa, formosa menina. Tem calma, tem jeito, tem também o coração tranquilo, coração de alguém, de alguém. Pela manhã, quando você acorda, o teu sorriso tão ligeiro vem me despertar,
vagarosa, formosa menina. Tem calma, tem jeito, tem também o coração tranquilo, coração de alguém, de alguém. Na casa antiga tinha até montanhas, e nas ruas da cidade tinha gente ali, caminhando juntas. Na casa antiga tinha até montanhas, e nas ruas da cidade tinha gente ali, caminhando juntas. Tinha gente ali caminhando juntas. Na casa antiga tinha até montanhas, e nas ruas da cidade tinha gente ali caminhando juntas. Também, também.
So, not a Latin indie artist, but we wanted to make a special mention to José José, who's a Mexican singer. He mostly did mariachi, bolero, even bossa nova, and he passed away today. So we just wanted to encourage you to listen to his music to keep him alive, and we'll definitely
keep his legacy alive. You know,
yes,
definitely.
We'll be playing some of his music in some other episodes. We just got this information in from our friend Daniel. So thank you for keeping us in the loop.
Yeah, and speaking of friends, we wanted to just give a huge shout out to the people listening. Thank you so much for the love, for the support, for the information, for the ideas. We really appreciate them. We're a big family here at Viva Porú, even if you know the people on air is only DJ D-Rod and DJ Bruja, know that we are more than willing to take criticism and also ideas and good
and
thoughts,
love
vibes.
And good vibes. Amo a mis hermanos, saludos.
Yeah, definitely friends from Montreal. Mariam, I know you're listening. So awesome. Valentina here
on Commercial Drive. Gabriel in Chihuahua.
Thank
Jeff
you.
I know you're listening probably. I hope you're proud.
Santa Cruz, Bolivia, I see you. I know you're listening. So thank you so much, so, so much for the love. And yeah, this was our show, Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. Thank you so, so much for listening. We hope you enjoy. And check out our Instagram page. It's on the works right now.
Yes.
But it should be up this week, we hope. And it's called Viva Porú. The handle is Viva Porú at CITR. And hopefully we can, you know, update you on some cool content, some cool jams, some cool things that we want to show you and share with you.
Yes, and let you know what we're going to be focusing on our next show.
Definitely.
We still don't know right now.
It's on the works.
Yes, everything.
But it should be Saturday, October 12th at noon here at CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories.
Now we'll be playing a couple more Latin indie songs for you. We hope you enjoy. We love you.
This has been a pleasure. That was DJ D-Rod, and this is DJ Bruja. And enjoy.
Yes, but and what's the song?
We're gonna play some Silvana Estrada, Al Norte. She's a Mexican singer, also very, very cool. And her voice is just insane.
Nice.
So if you like the song, check her out.
Check out her live performances on YouTube.
Yeah, she has one with Caloncho, and she performs. The song is called Hedonista. Oof. Check it out. Definitely worth a view. So here goes Al Norte by Silvana Estrada.
Me va a tomar algunos días recuperarme de ti. Me va a tomar versos, melodías, poder repetir. Camino.
Detrás de ti nunca te keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
We don't have many enemies here at CITR, but we do like to keep our friends close. And when you become a member of CITR, our friends are your friends. So join CITR today to get discounts at Audiopile, Red Cat, Vinyl Records, Hooked on Phono, Rufus Guitar and Drum Shop, Tapestry Music, The Cinematheque, Kerner's Pub, Stormcrow, The Pint, and Fortune Sound Club. For more info, visit CITR.ca/friends.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hey, it's Justin here at Power Chord Radio, 101.9 FM. And today, we're going to play some metal. We're going to have some people show up. The Fifth Circle is coming for a live interview pre-release of their album. I'm going to play some good music until they get here. Then we're going to talk a little bit death metal, a little bit of music, what it's like to be in a band, and we're going to play some tunes. So right now, what we got coming in on board, you can hear it in the background, is the Sons of the Morning off DHU Records, and this is the ST. This is the Sons of the Morning first album. And this is Eyes Sewn Closed. I can hear the crows crying in the background. Murder's on its way. And this is Power Chord Radio. And you got me all afternoon. So I hope you enjoy. Here comes the music.